Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the GunBroker.com studios.
On the Crossbreed Holsters Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
It's 2021, and we're in a new decade.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Good morning, America. Hello, world. No, this is not Mark Walters. This is the captain, Matt Bruce, as I take Mark Walters' place today. He's down in the Keys having a good time, I hope, anyway. And I am going to be here with you today. And I tell you what, it's a great pleasure to be able to sit here behind the Gun Broker Studios broadcast, as well as the Crossbreed Holsters microphone. And, of course, all of it's presented by X Insurance. Now, armedamericaradio.com is the website where you can go to find out more about the product show partners that are here. And my website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. I am an overnight radio host on the Salem radio affiliate here, AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida. I'm also out on many Salem stations, many other leading independent stations all across the country at night, six nights a week. My show starts at 2 a.m. in the morning, and it goes till 6 a.m. in the morning. And we have a good time talking about America, because the people on my shift make America go, and there's no mistake about it. Now, I want to start out today with the Pledge of Allegiance. It's something I do on my program, and I'm going to do it right now. And join in with me if you'd like. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And those values, ladies and gentlemen, today are trying to be taken away from many of us, as are your gun rights. The fundamental transformation of America is alive and well. And if you don't believe me, go out to a gun show. Go out to a gun show. Now, I do a lot of gun shows, a lot of personal appearances for a particular gun show, a group here in the Tampa Bay area that goes, covers about a 13 or 15 state area of Florida. And what I've noticed lately, and I just did a gun show up in Brooksville over the weekend, what I've noticed lately is people were coming in, and yeah, they were buying the pistols, and they were buying some of the AR-15s and some of the smaller caliber weapons. But all of a sudden, it got serious again over the weekend. They were coming in buying the heavy hardware this time. And I mean the big old rifles. Shotguns have always been sold, but they were buying the big old rifles. And I mean to tell you, people's attitudes are, we better get them while we can get them, and they're about right. Now, I want to talk initially about Missouri and a firearms dealer there who is spotlighted with signing of the Second Amendment Preservation Act, which, of course, the governor signed. Now, Mississippi gun shop owner Mike Brown said it was an honor to represent the people after his store came under the spotlight as host to Governor Mike Parson's signing of a new bill to nullify federal gun laws and allow Second Amendment rights to fall back into the state of Missouri and not the government of the United States. Now, this is called nullification. Some of you may know what it is, some of you may not. But the bill, if you want to look it up, is Missouri House Bill HB 85. It was ceremoniously finalized on June the 12th outside of Frontier Justice, a local shop that Brown opened 8 years ago in Lee Summit, Missouri. And that has since expanded to three locations over three states with plans to add two more new stores. Now, this is a guy, folks, that you want to support, believe it or not, because of the fact that he stands for what we stand for. Now, Mr. Brown told the Epic Times that the governor had reached out to him and his wife to sign the bill at their first location. He called the bill a phenomenal piece of legislation. It sets a good tone for states' rights. And boy, does it. Because as a longtime Second Amendment proponent, he expressed concern about federal government overreach and that he takes pride in Missouri's ability to assume a leadership position in challenging federal gun control attempts. And he also expressed hope that other states will follow suit. Well, they are. They are. More states are going along with this type of procedure, as well as cities. You've heard of gun sanctuaries in some of the cities. And my state down here in Florida is another state, along with Texas, along with other states out west, especially up in the northern part of the United States, that are all falling in line with this, because the Second Amendment is for everybody, not just me, not just you, not just a select few. It's for everybody. And a gun, after all, is just a tool unless you know how to properly use it and know about its protection, plus its empowerment and what it can do for you. People that buy weapons buy them for personal protection. That's what you usually hear. But they also buy it for shooting. They like to go out and just shoot at targets. As a matter of fact, most shotguns are sold so people can go out and shoot at those funny-looking clay pigeons they throw up. But Frontier Justice itself is a company, just like many other companies across the United States, that's taking the bull by the horns with the politicians that want to stand up for America, stand up for your Second Amendment rights, stand up for your country, and not be afraid to say this is wrong. What they're trying to do, trying to take our guns, the red flag laws in some cases, this is wrong. Now think about that. Think about that. Because many of you that are out there listening to the program are gun owners, but I'll bet you a few of you aren't. More so gun owners and gun enthusiasts than aren't. But I will say this. There's room for all of us in this society, and we have to respect each other's rights in order to understand what it is that we're doing. Now, I had a fellow come up to me over the weekend, and he says, you know, I used to have all these guns, and I got rid of them, and I'm down to a pistol, a shotgun, and a rifle, and that's it. He says, I don't understand why people have to have 10,000 rounds of ammunition and this, that, and the other, and all that. Well, because guess what? If that's what you want to do, and if it's legal in your state or your township or your city, then you can do it. That's called freedom. That's called freedom. And a lot of people don't realize that we live in the freest country in the world. The United States of America. Now, there are some people out there that are trying to change that. Granted, the fundamental transformation of America comes to mind again. That all got started with Barack Obama, and it's being continued with Joe Biden. We all know it. Anybody that's paid any attention knows this. We know what it is they're trying to do. We also know about the federal law or federal rules that the Department of Justice unveiled on June the 7th. One of them, a proposed rule that would apply regulations for rifles and pistols equipped with certain stabilizing braces. Well, you know, if I take a tree, one of those old tree limbs, and set it on the ground and set a rifle on it, and I've made it stable, does that make it illegal? Well, it just might with this new legislation that the DOJ is trying to put forth. It just might. So you need to be careful what you wish for. And, oh, by the way, the DOJ is also part of the problem, being as how the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives will be determining on a case-by-case basis whether a particular gun, when configured with a stabilizing brace, bears the objective features of a firearm designed and intended to be fixed and fired from the shoulder, and is thus subject to the National Firearms Act. Talk about technicalities. Many of these laws, folks, you have to be a lawyer to understand them, because the laws are written by lawyers. And again, here on Armed American Radio, my good friend Mark Walters has pointed that out to people for a number of years now. By the way, Mark and I have a unique friendship. We were first in the trucking business together many moons ago. I was a truck broker, a truck owner. He was a truck sales representative for one of the big trucking companies out there that I used to trip lease to and whatnot. And our paths crossed a couple of times. And when we got into radio, he heard me, I heard him. And I wanted to bring him on my show, which I did. Had him on my program when it was just a daily program down here in Tampa. And he was on every Wednesday. I remember it was every Wednesday for two segments on a Wednesday morning. And then he grew and I grew. and we kind of didn't have time to be doing what we did before. But we try to do what we can when we get together, because he and I are like-minded people. And we understand it. We get it. We understand that America's best days are ahead of it. We also understand our Constitution. We also understand our Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights, something that they're not going to throw away on us. We will not let them. Remember, folks, it's all about we the people. We the people. They work for us. We don't work for them. Let's get it right. And when I come back, I'm going to bring the professor of politics on, Kyle Warren, one of my regular guests on my show. We're going to talk about the gun laws and how they're changing.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
AAR self-defense fans, I am extremely excited to be introducing you to the latest, most effective non-lethal self-defense product I think I've ever seen. It's called the Defense Alert Device, or the DAD, by Tigerlite. When I saw this device, I immediately reached out to the owner. At only 5 inches long and 4.6 ounces, this thing can be openly carried in the palm virtually everywhere. My 18-year-old daughter now carries this thing, as does my wife. Consisting of a chemical spray and a powerful 5-mode blinding light, the DAD, when activated, also sends an alert and your GPS location to any of your contacts anywhere in the world, alerting them to your situation. This thing is life-saving and can be carried by anybody, hiking, leaving work, whatever the situation. Check out the Tiger Light, at tigerlight.net. Use the promo code AAR15 and get 15% off. The first 20 that do that will also get free shipping. This thing is the real deal. My kid carries it. I trust it. You can trust it. Tigerlight.net. AAR15. Take 15% off. First 20 of you get free shipping.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive 3-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines 2 layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My 3-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Hey guys, Mark here. No music in the background for this spot. I want you to hear what I'm telling you here. You know from listening to the show that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you didn't know is that there are now over 6 million registered users. Think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million. That's 1 million items listed every single day. Every single day. So I promise you that if you can't find it on your store shelves, you'll find it at GunBroker.com. That's GunBroker.com. Go register. It's 100% free. This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show.
All righty, and welcome back to the show. I'm your host today, Captain Matt Bruce from the Captain's America Third Watch, and I am broadcasting from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, on the network, the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Network. And by the way, this show, regardless of where it's at or who's doing it, always comes to you from the GunBroker.com studios as I broadcast on a Crossbreed Holsters microphone, and all of it is presented by X Insurance. Don't forget, you can go to ArmedAmericaRadio.com for a list of all the show partners, and you can find out more about me by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, and you'll find out more than you want to know. All right, I've got a guest with me today. I'm going to bring him in. It's my trusted compadre on the Third Watch, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we are talking today about guns in America and the fundamental transformation of America and the fact that we understand, we get it, we know that there happens to be a bunch of people out there, gun grabbers, some call them, other people call them people that don't understand what the Constitution's all about because they are violating our Second Amendment rights when they come after us to try to just take things that they say, oh my God, someone just used a 45 caliber pistol and they just shot four people and we need to ban that because the gun is so awful. Well, it's never been the gun, has it?
No, it hasn't. And you're right. There are so many knee-jerk reactions. They believe that legislation is the only key for safety and security. But, Captain, it's always a bad person with a gun who's trying to do these things. And we find so many times, more than we can count, it's a good guy with a gun that stops the bad guy with the gun.
That is absolutely true, and that's why it's so essential for the people, the new gun owners that are out there, that are listening to me right now, that you get trained. You go and get trained with a handgun. There's all kinds of courses you can take, all kinds of shooting ranges that are more than happy to have you come there, and they will show you exactly how to use your weapon. By the way, how to take care of your weapon. It's very important. People don't understand that you don't just take a gun and stick it in the closet and it stays there for 3 or 4 or 5 years, and suddenly you go, gee, I'm going to take this out and see what it's like. Well, no, it's not what you do. You have to keep the firearms, just like yourself, clean.
Well, exactly right. Yeah, there's a lot of responsibility. And this is what we hear, Captain, when we talk about responsible gun ownership. And unfortunately, so many on the left and so many in the Democrat Party don't want to differentiate between people who are responsible gun owners, who learn about the weapon, who are ready to use it appropriately for self-defense, for example. They just want to get rid of all the guns because to them, it's very simple. Guns are bad, and there's no other explanation to them.
Well, back on June the 7th, the Department of Justice published a model legislation that it claims will make it easier for states to create laws governing the risk protection orders. Now, such orders, sometimes known as red flag laws, which a number of states have begun to allow in recent years, authorize courts to temporarily bar people from owning or accessing firearms. Sometimes they're right in what they do, and sometimes they're way wrong in what they do. But we have a number of legislative measures coming right now in what I'll call the good states, the red states, and then a bunch of really bad ones coming in the blue states. So why don't you start out with the really bad ones first and tell us what you found out?
Well, Captain, first of all, you've got, of course, you know, the good ones are good, really good to talk about. But, for example, in Illinois right now, we've got something that's brewing right there. We've got HB 1092 and HB 562. Now, what HB 562 would be, it's going to change the firearm owner identification review process. They're going to establish essentially a partisan review board that is going to expand this, and they're going to, for example, make sure that anybody that receives a firearm in a a private transfer. They've got to record that transfer to a licensed gun dealer within 10 days. That person has to keep it on check for 20 years, I should say, and it goes on from there. But also in Illinois, this is really important, HB 1092. What they want to do is they want to expand the definition of what's called a family member who can come in and say somebody needs to have their firearms taken away. And this can be done on baseless allegations, by the way, without any kind of hearing.
That's called the gun seizure bill. They didn't call it red flag law, which is what it is. They're calling it the gun seizure bill.
Exactly right. So again, it's as if at every turn, again, the premise is guns are bad and nobody should have guns. Therefore, we're going to make it so hard to have a gun, number one, and then incredibly easy to take them away. And that contrasts with some of the things that are good that are happening. For example, in Texas, HB 1927, what they're doing is they're going to allow people to carry handguns without a license if they're not prohibited, basically, from by the state or federal laws from actually possessing a gun. And this, again, this is going to go to Governor Abbott's desk. But what that will do, Captain, it will allow, again, law-abiding citizens to be able to protect themselves. And who can argue against the idea that with defunding of police, boldness of criminals, because you have so many that want to not punish them or not keep them in jail or not make them have to post bail, this kind of thing, that things are getting a lot more dangerous. And again, law-abiding people, they're not looking for trouble. They're not looking to use their gun inappropriately. They're not any of these kinds of things. But if they're caught in a situation where they're going to lose their life, shouldn't they be able to protect themselves? And this is in Texas what they're trying to do, I think.
Well, in California, where you live and where the fruits and nuts and berries are alive and well till they get rid of the governor out there and then maybe do it right, or at least try to do it right, the gun tax bill that came out, there was a gun tax bill that was going to be a tax on a tax. We've heard about that before, right?
Oh, yes, exactly. Yeah.
It was defeated on the floor of the House, but it was revived by a procedural move to bring it back again. You want to figure something out and get it all screwed up and get it to where you can't understand it. Keep electing lawyers to represent you in these elected positions and see what happens there.
Well, exactly right. And again, it's the mindset. You know, just recently, the assault weapons ban that was in place since 1989 here in California was overturned by a federal judge.
Right.
But here's the thrust of the coverage that we get on that. And it goes something like this. Governor Newsom is fighting against the overturn of the gun ban, this kind of thing. In other words, they put him in the position of like being a hero, because heroes fight against things like this, as opposed to listening to what the judge said about the broad definition of what is called, quote, an assault weapon. And this judge, Captain, said a lot of things about the AR-15. He said it was more or less an average rifle used by average people for average reasons. It's not some special military weapon that again, is the connotation when people say, oh, yes, we should ban all assault weapons. But again, they're not reading what the judge talked about. They just want to proceed from the premise that we've just got to stop all the guns.
Now, in Louisiana, we can mention a good law that's there because the legislature there passed a constitutional carry bill, which has been sent to the governor's desk for signature and probably will be signed shortly, maybe even today for all I know. But it's there to be done. Now, hang on, Kyle. I hear the music coming up in my ear. But, folks, we're going to come back. We're going to discuss more of these laws and give you a little better heads up on what's going on here in the country that we live in, because it's not all bad. We the people run the show. Remember, I told you that. We the people. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them, it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Hey guys, Mark here, and you know, from listening to the program, you know that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you might not know is that there are over 6 million registered users. I want you to think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million, that's 1 million items listed every single day. I know you can't find what you're looking for on your store shelves. You're no different than I am. I can promise you that what you can't find, you will find at GunBroker.com. It's real simple. GunBroker.com. Go there today. Register like I did. It's 100% free.
Carr, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and together we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Armed American Radio Daily Defense, which today has transferred into the humble abodes that I sit in. I am the captain, retired fire rescue captain, Matt Bruce. I'm sitting here at my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, in Tampa, Florida. And, of course, I'm sitting behind the GunBroker.com studios, Crossbreed Holsters microphone, because that never changes. And all of it, of course, is presented by X Insurance. Now, you can find out more about Armed American Radio by going to the website, ArmedAmericanRadio.com. Now, I want to make sure that I tell everybody, in case you've forgotten and you haven't heard it a thousand times already, today, June 14th, is Flag Day. And yes, we've got flags flying everywhere you can think of. I've got one on the wall in front of me that I'm looking at. That's an American flag that was given to me by some veterans, and I fly it proudly on the wall, properly displayed directly in front of me. There's a flag in the studio beside me. There's a complete display of red, white, and blue behind me, plus my red, white, and blue logo on the big screen that's behind me that you can't see. We are all about America here at Salem Media Group Tampa and Salem Radio in general all around the country. And all these other great stations tuned in to Armed America Radio, it's all about America. But secondly, It is the birthday of the United States Army. Hoo-ah! Out there to all my brothers and sisters that have served in the United States Army. And God bless each and every one of you for doing what you've done. And finally, it's the birthday of number 45, President Donald J. Trump. And a sincere, heartfelt birthday wish to you, President Trump, from all of us here at Armed American Radio. Now, tomorrow night, I'm going to be the keynote speaker at the Pinellas County Republican Party's Tampa Bay Trump Club over at Mugg's Sports Bar and Grill, which is over at Olmerton Road. If you're in Tampa, stop by. It's in the Icott Center. We're going to have a big crowd, big turnout, a lot of fun. It's an annual thing that we do, and I'm looking forward to that. Now, let's get back to what we were talking about with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Thank you, Kyle, for being here today.
Oh, great pleasure to be here, Captain.
Now, I want to mention something because we were kind of getting into some of the laws and all that stuff, which is all great. But I want to mention a couple of things here. First of all, constitutional carry. There are other states coming aboard with constitutional carry. Now, one of the states that became the 18th constitutional carry state a while back was Montana. When the governor there, Greg Gianforte, signed House Bill 102 into law. There are more of these states that are going to be doing this. But I was presented, somebody walked up to me over the weekend and they said, what are we going to do about Michael Bloomberg? I said, what are you talking about? They said, well, he's out there telling everybody that NRA members support their gun control agenda that Michael Bloomberg and company has. And I just looked at the guy and I said, are you listening to the weirdos on the far left pages on Facebook and whatever else it is they're up on? Well, yeah, I go over there. Well, stop doing it. Stop doing it. Michael Bloomberg is no friend of the NRA, never has been, never will be.
Well, exactly right. Yeah, because it just goes, you know, completely counter most NRA members and most gun advocates and so forth. They understand, again, the idea of responsible gun ownership. They understand what it looks like when you have legislators who are literally coming for your guns in that sense. And so, no, I don't think that they would support necessarily stuff that Michael Bloomberg might start espousing. They see through that.
Right. And some of what's going on right now is when it comes to our beloved police, which I'm a retired fire rescue captain. I had the honor of serving the fire service for 25 years. I got hurt at the World Trade Center. I'll just leave it there on September 11, 2001. But the fact of the matter is we have police officers, and I love our police officers. I mean, we did things to help them. They did things to help us. We had their back. They had ours. But this ridiculousness about defunding the police is putting an immense amount of pressure on people like the business owners in Baltimore, some of whom are gun owners, some of whom may be listening to us right now, who have come out and said, look, we aren't going to pay another dime in tax until you fund the police and give us the police protection that you took away.
Well, right. Yeah. What's happening, of course, is that it's a demonization of police. And then the calls to defund the police, you know, I think, Captain, really break the social contract, basically, and certainly the expectations of why we even have government and law enforcement. And they're there in order to help promote the safety of the public, yes, but and to make sure that people can do commerce, that they can walk down the streets in safety, that they can go to a business, that your business isn't going to be bombed or burned out or trashed or otherwise, you know, rendered inoperable. Because the police are either A, not there, or B, they have become so conditioned to second guess themselves, for example, this idea of taking away qualified immunity, that law enforcement simply breaks down. And that's not something that we can allow. And that's why especially these business owners are saying, look, you know, you're not providing the services that you're supposed to.
And, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, who's a contributor to my show, the Captain's America Third Watch. And to find out more, you can go over there, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and find out what it is that we do. And we're all about America. I will guarantee you that. We are all about America all the time, 24-7. We stand up for America. We stand up for our military. We stand up for our first responders. And we're not afraid to say, God bless America. And if you don't like it, go somewhere else, and we'll help you move, won't we, Kyle?
Well, that's right. No, you're absolutely right, Captain. It's about America, about we the people, and we're just we're trucking on. There's no doubt about it.
Now, the other thing is, you mentioned about the gun owners and the people in Baltimore. And this brings about another issue that people, and I think they might want this. If you're a business owner and you're in Baltimore and you are lacking police protection, are you more inclined or less inclined to buy a weapon to defend yourself and your business?
Well, I think you're more inclined. Yeah,
right.
Because
so now you're creating.
Yeah.
So now you're creating another problem for the local political establishment there, which is Democrat, I might add. It's a Democratic-run city. And they're going to go, oh, my goodness, we got all these guns now. We have to get rid of them. This is terrible. But if they don't give you the police, what are you supposed to do?
Well, that's a very good question. Not only will I think, obviously, for personal protection, if you're behind the counter, people are just going to be afraid that something bad could happen to them for obvious reasons. But then also, Captain, there's going to be enormous cost increases because they will eventually have to begin hiring private security that will be there all the time. That also incurs not only costs but extra liabilities and all this kind of stuff when you have to essentially replace the police department. And of course, these are all going down a road that we don't need to go down if we simply have the community, the government, local government, provide the police protection that is the reasonable expectation of all of the law-abiding citizens.
Right. And about a month ago, the Supreme Court did something that really upset the hardcore left by unanimously rebuffing the Biden administration's warrantless searches for handguns. And when they did that, the ruling in the case Coniglia versus Strom, which was done on May the 17th, the senior vice president of Gun Owners of America, one Eric Pratt, who I've had on my show a while ago, he applauded that for what he should have, because, again, the government in some cases, forget about the Michael Bloombergs of the world, who would have loved to have seen the Supreme Court grant the police the authority to confiscate firearms without a warrant. That's what they're all about. The Supreme Court unanimously ruled that the Fourth Amendment protections in the Bill of Rights protect gun owners from such invasions into their homes. And this is happening all across the country. Let's take a look, for example, in Missouri. We talked about it a little while ago. How about the McCloskeys? You remember them?
Right, right. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, they had their guns taken from them because they had two empty guns out on their front lawn warning and telling members of the Black Lives Matter. And I don't know if there was Antifa involved in that. There might have been. But it certainly was a protest that came into a gated community, busted through the gate, trespassed. And what are they supposed to do when it comes to their private property? Stand there and sing kumbaya to them when they threatened them?
Well, right. Yeah, the things that were being said to them about what was going to happen to them was abominable, and they have to do something to protect themselves.
All right. Well, Kyle, I hear the music coming up on my ear, so I want you to tell everybody how to hear your show when you're not on my program, please.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And I look forward to talking to you tonight on my program. All right. See you later, Ghost. We'll be right back with more, folks, on the Captain right here on Armed American
Car,
Radio.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the Venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too. Free, of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark. Hey guys, it's Mark, and you know, from listening to the program, you're very well aware that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business, but what you didn't know is there are now over 6 million registered users. 6 million registered users. Think about that for a second. And it gets better, because those 6 million registered users can view over 1 million items listed every single day. 1 million items every single day. I promise that what you can't find on your store shelves, you can find at GunBroker.com. And you will. It's real simple to register. Visit GunBroker.com today to get started. 100% free. Always will be.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
And welcome back to the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Program. And by the way, I've had that Defender's Coffee. It is good. Get yourself some. You won't be sorry. And Armed American Radio always comes to you from the GunBroker.com studios as it's broadcast on a Crossbreed Holsters microphone. All of it presented, of course, by X Insurance. To find out more about the show, go to ArmedAmericaRadio.com for a list of all the show partners. Now, I am the Captain Matt Bruce, retired fire rescue captain, 25 years. I retired from the Fire Department of New York as a senior New York State fire training instructor. I was there on September 11, 2001. Also served 2 tours of duty in Vietnam, spent 8 years, rose to the rank of captain there in the United States Army, and happy birthday, Army. But I appreciate being able to talk to you on this great, fine radio network that Mark Walters has. And Mark and I share a lot of the same opinions because we just do. How's that? We are like-minded people in different states of the country, but we get along all the time. And I'll tell you what, I got a report about something back in Mark's backyard. This is not a bad story. It's kind of a semi-good story, but there's been an Atlanta area sheriff's deputy and 2 other people who were injured Monday during a shooting near a shopping mall. This coming in from DeKalb County. Now, a DeKalb County Sheriff's Office Reserve Unit deputy, a man and woman, were taken to hospitals following the shootout. The sheriff's office is reporting that the extent of their injuries is not yet known. We probably won't know till we go off the air here. But authorities said a male was involved in a dispute with a woman and began firing at her inside the Big Bear supermarket near the gallery at South DeKalb Mall in the Atlanta suburb of Decatur. I've been in that area, and I'm pretty sure Mark has, too. Now, the deputy, who was employed as a part-time security guard with the store, intervened and returned fire. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation was en route to the scene at the time of this report to assist in the investigation. The DeKalb County Police Department has also responded, and mall management told Fox News that normal operations had not been disrupted. Now, the members of the DeKalb Sheriff's Reserve Unit consist of retired deputies, police officers, and citizens who donate a minimum of 20 hours of volunteer time each month, state juvenile and superior courts as well, the county jail or community relations office, according to the Sheriff's Office website. So our thoughts and prayers go out to the deputy and to the two people involved, but at least this time, something was stopped before it had a chance to get started. Remember, a good guy with a gun stopped a bad guy with a gun. Just that simple. Just that simple. And folks, you can't be on the defensive anymore when it comes to this Second Amendment and your First Amendment, and for that matter, any of your rights granted by the Constitution. You can't be on the defensive. We know what they're trying to do to us. We know they're trying to take our rights, our privileges granted to us by the Lord Almighty and the great, 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 great forefathers of our Constitution and our Declaration of Independence here in America when we became the country that we became, oh, by the way, in 1776, not 1619. And the next person that tries to sell that nonsense at you, just look at them and laugh. They're trying to change the narrative of America. What have they done with the statues, for God's sakes, of the brave heroes that we had in the Revolutionary War, in the War of 1812, in the Confederacy, in the War of between the states? What have they done? They tried to remove all of that, to take that history and just go, now you see it, now you don't. And it's wrong. It's wrong. Everybody at some point in their educational history learns about American history. And true American history never had anything about 1619. That's like saying in 1419, and they could have done this, okay? Think about this for a minute. If they're going to go 1619, why not 1492? You don't think Christopher Columbus didn't come over here and had slaves with him? You don't think that they didn't take some of the Indians back and made slaves out of them? You don't think? Of course they did, but you don't hear about it because we weren't a country at the time. When we became a country, that's when officially the United States became the United States. So I don't care what happened in 1619. And if you do, more power to you. But I do care what happens in 2021, 2022, 2023, 2024, because folks, it all starts right here, right now, today. Everybody listening to me needs to understand that we need to take back our schools. We need to get people on the school boards that will do the work of we the people and of what the family is all about. No more of this nonsense. Socialism, communism, hardcore Marxism, no more of that. Let's start teaching Americans and our young people about America. America first. It starts with the school board. It starts with the town supervisor and town councilman, city legislators, county legislators, state representatives. Because this election this year is local. Next year is a midterm. That's when we gear up and we get involved and we send a message to Washington, D.C. that we the people have had enough. Joe Biden, it's not working. Kamala Harris, it's not working. Nancy Pelosi, you're fired. Charlie Schumer, you're fired. We need to take back our country. We the people. And by God, we can do it. Instead of 500,000 of you sitting on your butts and not voting in the second election when they voted for the senators in Georgia, hello, if those people had voted, you wouldn't have had two Democratic senators. Now, I've had a lot of people say, but Captain, the voting machines. Yep, the voting machines. All these audits we're having right now are telling us what happened, where it happened, and what we can do to fix it. And very quietly, what you're not hearing about behind the scenes is legislation is being passed that's driving the Democrats absolutely up the wall, changing the rules that caused the mess to begin with. It's happening. It's happening. Therefore, we need to have more states that get audited, more states that get checked. And by the way, we've got 17 counties in the state of Florida that use those infamous voting machines that everybody's talking about. 50 counties use something different. And did we have a big problem down here? No. Did Texas have a big problem over there? No. And very few other states. But I sat here just like the rest of you that were paying attention on election night, November the 3rd, 2020, and watched the tally stop after Florida came in and Donald Trump scored the big win down here. And then we watched the votes going the other way. And it was a big deal. And I knew then that something screwy had gone on. But it's not going to happen again, folks. Not on my watch, not on your watch, not on anybody's watch. Stand up for America. Get involved. Take control of the issue and run full speed ahead into the fire. Don't run away from it. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce, host of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'll see you all tonight on my show, the Captain's America Third Watch. Go to the website, captainsamericathirdwatch.com. Thanks, Mark, for letting me host the show. Folks, God bless America. Stay low.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.